This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
This is the litmus test for any preacher, any teaching. Somebody comes to the door, the first thing I want to know is, if he wants to talk Christianity or religion, what do you believe about Jesus? Why? Nothing else matters after that. I don't care how moral they want to talk about how we should be and moral purity and moral goodness and obeying God's law or whatever. Just tell me one thing for starters. What do you teach? What do you believe about who Jesus Christ is? And John says if they don't acknowledge Jesus as Lord, if they don't acknowledge that he is the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior, then it's not from God. You say, that's pretty narrow. Yeah, it is. And one of the decisions that somebody may have to make today is that you're going to look at that narrow viewpoint and say, you know what? I'm thinking I do believe that, that it is that simple, that there is either a spirit of truth or a spirit of falsehood behind something. There is nothing that is totally spiritually neutral. The crucial test of any teaching is simply this. Do they acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? And it's more than a mental acknowledgement. It's more than mental assent saying, yeah, I suppose I believe that Jesus is who he claimed to be. Acknowledgement has to do with everything you are as a man. It has to do with you being a husband. It has to do with you being a father, a wife, a mother, a single person. You acknowledge the lordship of Christ in your life. That's what it means to acknowledge Jesus as Lord. Some of you, a lot of you, probably like the other two services, come from a Methodist background. You have somebody in your family, your parents, grandparents. I made a joke in the first service that everybody I know, they have an uncle or a grandfather, a great-grandfather who was a circuit riding preacher in the Methodist Church. There's a lot of Methodist heritage in Ohio in churches, and I understand that. So I tell you that so you'll understand the reference to John Wesley. John Wesley said something very profound about this passage, and I want to read it to you. He said, don't hastily ascribe things to God. Don't easily suppose that your dreams, your voices, your impressions, your visions, your revelations are automatically from God. They may be, but they also could be from nature, he said, and they also could be from Satan. Therefore, don't believe every spirit, he says, but try the spirits to see whether they be from God. He goes on to say that we must never assume that we are immune to Satan's deception because of our spiritual maturity or exemplary devotional life. Jesus himself, while in the midst of a 40-day period of fasting and prayer, was subject to the deceptions of the devil. Even though he never gave in, he was tested and tempted by Satan. Here's the point I'm making. I've met men who trust more in their gut instincts than they do this book called the Bible. I've met women who say, I just trust my intuitive feelings, my intuitive nature, more than I trust the Bible. I just trust my intellect. I just trust my wisdom, my discernment, more than I trust the Lord. Let me tell you something. You're walking on dangerous ground if you're describing yourself. I'm not the answer to all my problems, and neither are you. I don't have all the answers to all the problems of creation, neither do you. And the most spiritual moment in a man's life, in my opinion, a woman's life, can be when they realize they're not God, but Jesus Christ is. I'm not God, but Jesus Christ is God, God in the flesh. Well, that's a strong statement, my friend, but I believe it to be 100% true. Jesus Christ claimed to be God in the flesh. He made the claim, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, which to me is the most incredible thing Jesus said. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same place, to continue this message.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.